Brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance and Shaw's, the official supermarket of the New England Patriots. James, good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
How are you?
Doing pretty good. Can't complain.
Our first visit of the season. Is this the point where training camp starts to grind just a little bit?
I mean, it's a grind regardless. You're constantly trying to improve, constantly trying to come together as an offense, defense, special teams, and as one team. So everybody's working hard and everybody's trying to improve.
You say it's a grind, but Rodney Harrison was on with us a week ago, and he looked down at you guys, and he was like laughing out loud at what is now considered training camp. Do you feel fortunate the era in which you play?
I mean, obviously.
Did you have doubles in high school and college?
Yeah, we had them in college, high school. So obviously it's a little bit different now than what it was back then. But, I mean, we're still getting to work in. Obviously, they were out here a lot longer.
A little bit different.
Those old-timers.
So, I mean, we're competing. We're doing what we have to do. And coach is going to make it tough on us regardless of what the restrictions are. We're going to go out there, practice hard, get what we need to be done, be in shape, and just do the right thing. So no matter how long we're out there, it's going to be fast-paced, and we're going to go.
I think that's the difference now from when Rodney and I played. Their pace is faster. We hit more, but they, you know, everything, you go from one drill to the next, and you're completely sprinting. Now, you come last year, you have a great year. Now, you know, obviously Rob Gronkowski retires. Does that mean more on the plate, more opportunity for you to kind of continue and build off of what you did last year?
I mean, it's more opportunities for everybody. We have a lot of young receivers. We have a lot of people in the backfield, some good tight ends as well. So it's everybody trying to fill in for that guy. Obviously, there's no Rob Gronkowski. There's only one guy like him. But we have a lot of capable guys of, you know, doing some exceptional things. So Coach McDaniels is going to do a great job of designing stuff for the people that are in that room. And we got to go out there and execute it.
As a running back, how much do you love this offense? Because we've seen what they've done years past. I played with a guy like Kevin Faulk. They move them all around. You have the ability to line up there as a wide receiver. And really, you know, for the running back group, really, if you can run good routes and catch the football, be able to be in a position where you can really take advantage and make some big plays.
I think it's huge for every running back that comes in here to be versatile. It's not just myself. You know, Sony, Rex, you know, Damian, Nick, Brandon. Everybody can run, catch, block, and you have to be able to do those things. So Coach McDaniels can call any play with anybody out there. So, and I think that's football in this day and age. And every back needs to be able to catch the ball and block because, I mean, you can't be out there if you can't do those things. So for us, Coach McDaniels does a great job of dialing up good game plans each and every week. And if we go out there and show we can do it in practice, he'll call in the game.
There's a football sabermetrician named Tucker Boynton. He posted this today. He keeps numbers for Barstool Sports. In the last two seasons, the NFL players who have caught 60 or more first downs, rushed for 30 or more first downs, and did it on fewer than 450 touches. You know how many players in the NFL did that?
Can I guess?
One.
James White.
One guy. One guy. And by the way, you did it in 280 touches. And nobody else in the NFL has done it in less than 450. Are there times when you think you don't get quite the run you should be getting nationally?
I mean, I just go out here each and every practice, each and every game day, and just do whatever it takes to help my team get wins. I mean, it doesn't really matter who gets the credit. You know, we just go out there and try and get victories. So for me, if I go out there and play the best I can, whether it's one catch or 10 catches, I'm all good.
You can tell he's been listening to meetings.
Oh, yeah.
You can tell he don't want to be part of those Monday morning meetings when Bill's like, oh, what were you saying to the goddamn media?
Easy over there. Jeez.
Damn it.
You mentioned the running back room, and one guy we haven't seen a ton from, we saw the preseason game, is the young guy. What are your impressions of Damian Harris and what he adds to that room that you guys have?
I mean, he's a big, strong guy. He's physical. I mean, like him and Nick, they're both big guys. They're coming in here willing to learn. I mean, they're coming out and competing each and every day. So, I mean, the more they're out there, the more they get better at stuff, but they'll both help us in whatever aspect they can.
I asked you this a couple of times last year as the season went on. There were times when I thought there was a predictability. If James was in the backfield, chances are Tom was going to throw it. If Sony was in the backfield, chances are Tom was going to run it. And we saw some of that switch up a little bit, and you run a little more, and maybe Sony catch a little more. Do you think the offense is more versatile if you have that element to it?
I mean, definitely. Like I said, every running back needs to be able to run, catch, and block. So, I mean, like I said, coach can call any play with any back in there. And like I said, I think Sony's getting more confidence out there. Myself, Brandon, Rex, everybody's getting more confidence, maybe doing things we're good at, maybe doing things that we haven't done so much. I think that's what training camp's for, to kind of work on those type of things. So everybody's trying to show the coaches we can do more and more, and whatever he calls, we're all capable of doing it.
Now, you talk about the running back position and more you can do. And I know Coach Fairs, Ivan Fairs, was the running back coach. One thing that, you know, he would always say, the way to get on this field, and you touched on it a little bit, was being able to block and being able to pick up, you know, third down blitz pickups. How important is it for, you know, maybe a lot of guys who come out of college, they don't really have to do that. And now, all of a sudden, it's like, we need you to protect a little bit. How difficult is it for guys to make that leap and be able to do that?
I mean, I think it just depends what type of offense you come from, from college. I mean, some guys don't have to blitz pick up, some guys do. So, I mean, the blitz protections were kind of similar to what I had in college, so it wasn't too difficult. I mean, it's just going out there and doing it, just knowing who you have to block and, you know, holding on to the guy as long as possible, giving Tom enough time to make his read. So it's not always just knowing about who you have. It's about actually getting the job done,
right,
too.
So we... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just, we've spent about an hour and a half strangely discussing Antonio Brown's helmet. So I'm sure you're aware he's kind of said he might not play if they don't let him wear his helmet, which is now banned. How particular, you're a guy who catches passes. Your vision is key. Your comfort is key. How many helmets have you worn? How comfortable are you in your current helmet? How big a deal is that?
I mean, I've worn quite a couple different helmets, but pretty much the same face mask in a sense. But I mean, some guys are more superstitious than others when it comes to helmets and gloves and all that type of stuff, but obviously he's pretty superstitious, yeah, about his stuff. So I mean, he wants to wear his helmet, so
you think he'll give up $30 million and just walk away if they don't let him?
No.
He's gonna wear that helmet. But it is like you said, James, it is a comfort level, right? Yeah. You know, now, I mean, Antonio Brown's a little bit different. The guy's been in the league a long time, and it's, you know, there are certain things as players that you get comfortable with wearing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's all it is. He's been in the league, what, 11 plus years or whatever, right, and he's worn the same helmet, so I guess he just doesn't want to change.
And even Tom has admitted Tom doesn't like the new one. He's not quite in love with
it. But he's wearing it.
Yeah.
You keep harping on that, Dale. He's wearing it. He follows orders. Yeah. So Brown doesn't. Who cares?
We're talking with New England Patriots running back James White, brought to you by Verizon Wireless. Are you one of the guys who likes the joint workouts?
I think it's cool. It's the closest thing you can get to a game without it being a game. And, I mean, during training camp, you get sick of going up against your own team over and over and over and over and over and again, because you're going to do that during the year. So it's good to get a little switch up, see some different looks, go up against some different people, get the intensity up a little bit. And, I mean, it gets you prepared very well.
I almost think Bill gets more information from those than he does the game that you'll play on Saturday.
He could. I mean, you get to see a lot of different things. See guys' practice habits from the other team and all things of that nature. So, like I said, it helps you, and it definitely helps you get you prepared for the game when we play on Saturday.
Is it safe to say, because I took it this way, that it's not a coincidence that you guys lost to two teams on the road last year, the Lions and the Titans, and just conveniently, those are the two teams that you're having joint practices with? And is there a lesson there? Is there a message there about road and the importance of road wins in the NFL and this team?
I mean, obviously, we know we have to be better on the road this year. That was one of our, you know, downfalls last year. So, I mean, it's a good start to go out there and go out last week, and guys came out from the start of the game to the end of the game and tried to play well, and hopefully we continue to keep the momentum going. And, you know, on Wednesday, whenever we start practicing with those guys, you know, have a good practice from there on, and hopefully it carries on until Saturday.
Tom did point out, though, that you had a couple of wins away from here to end the season last year, which were pretty big wins.
Yeah, we did.
Well, when you talk about joint practices, right, and I don't know if this is something that maybe we see down the road with the new CBA, or maybe you would be on board for, and everybody's talked about the number of preseason games, like four preseason games might be too long. Would you be for, like, maybe saying, all right, let's eliminate two and just have more joint practices? So now, as coaches, their biggest thing is, you know, like, you go against the same guys every day. They want to see how you do against
somebody else.
So would you be for, like, eliminating two preseason games and maybe doing more joint practices?
That'd be interesting, yeah.
Are you one of those guys who wants to play in preseason games?
I mean, it gets you prepared, definitely.
Nobody wants to play preseason.
Tom said this morning he wants to.
Tom says he's going to lobby to play Saturday.
That's Tom giving you lip service.
It gets you prepared, though. Not going to lie. It gets you ready for that contact. Obviously, you don't need to play the full game or anything of that nature, but gets those young guys reps and, you know, gets them to showcase their talents. And, I mean, if there's two, maybe they might not get to showcase as much as they want to. So, I mean, I don't know. But, just give and take.
But in your opinion, right, you've been doing this for a long time now. You look at practices in the preseason games because it's all, you know, everybody's playing vanilla and that kind of thing. But practices, I really feel like, is where guys can earn their stripes and where they can really earn their spot. So when you look at practices and you look at the joint practices, do you feel like it's a great opportunity, not just for yourself, but some of these younger players to really go out there and kind of maybe make a name for themselves because they might not get as many reps in the preseason?
Yeah, like I said, those practice reps are just as good as game reps, especially when you're going up against somebody else. You get to showcase your stuff and go up against other great athletes. So it's great for the young guys, great for the older guys. It's great competition.
It's great to go against other teams, but you play a pretty good defense on this practice field every day. And we saw it in practice for you guys struggling a little bit at times. And then we saw the Lions had to deal with it, and it was no there were no fake plays. It was big, you know, 9 sacks. How good is this defense, and do you think they can just sort of carry this right into the season?
I mean, there's a lot of good players on that defense, and they work well together from the secondary to the linebackers to the defensive line. I mean, those guys are really good, man. If they work hard and stick to their keys, they'll be just fine, man. But we're only in the beginning, so only time will tell.
The beginning looks good. You see Jamie Collins, what he brought back? Yeah. It's like, boom, right there.
Only time will tell, man. You got to go out there and put in the work each and every week.
All right, we'll get you out of this on this one because I'm curious about your observation skills. We were sitting up on the balcony up there watching the first couple of practices, and you guys all finished up, and everybody was headed in doing our stuff. And then we looked way back in the corner. And here's Bill Belichick running the hill and running the hill, running. You guys notice that?
Yeah, we notice that sometimes. He's back there running. He's always working out, man. He tries to stay in good shape.
I didn't like it. He's 67. It was like 85 degrees noontime. I mean, that's the guy.
He doesn't want to get out of hand. You know, he doesn't want to. Some of these coaches, they get a little heavy now.
Man, at his age, though, I mean, you got to be careful.
Stay in shape. He's young.
Work smarter, not harder.
Staying in shape, man. Wants to look good.
James, good to see you again. Looking forward to talking to you this year.
Thank you.
Thanks. That's New England Patriots running back James White joining us here at Gillette Stadium as we continue on with our first Patriots Monday of the season. Good to see you, James.